Verse 19, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked." Somebody said we just read that. Yes, back in verse 1. And why do we have it again? Well, we have it again because it's important. The Lord repeats many things that are given again and again. You notice some of the parables are given and certain of the miracles of our Lord. The feeding of the 5,000 is in all four Gospels. When you read it, you'll find that each one adds something very peculiar that is actually peculiar to the Gospel that he wrote. And here, this is something that needs to be repeated. And that's the reason I emphasized it as much as I did. Now, when we come here to verse 23, we have actually a kind of a break here. And it says, "These things also belong to the wise." Now, here's something else that the young man should have before he graduates. It's not good to have respect of persons in judgment. Now, if you're going out into life, that is a very important matter, and it is something that's so needed. It's needed today in men in public office. It's needed by employers. It's needed by men in any position of authority. It's not good to have respect of persons in judgment. And he goes on, "He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him." And today there's a great deal of that, of commending a wicked man and say that the wicked man is a righteous man. My friend, that's one of the worst things in the world that could take place. And as you move on down through this, it says, verse 29, "Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." Now again, you remember that in the 12th of Romans, Paul says, "Avenge not yourself." God says, "I will repay, saith the Lord." How important it is. And then it concludes like this. It says, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." In other words, when the young man is graduating from school, it doesn't make any difference how much you know. It doesn't make any difference about other things. But if you're a lazy individual, that's going to be the greatest handicap you could possibly have in life.